Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Omnin is included in Hilchas Shomer Socher, Halacha Beis, paragraph Tesvav. So that's what Rav Nosson Zal is referring to as his third discussion on the topic of Omnin. You can check it over there earlier in Hilchas Shomer Socher, Halacha Beis, paragraph Tesvav, page 154, where Rav Nosson Zal begins over there, V'alkein kol ha'omnin shomer socher ha'inyon, and he has a discussion about it over there. That's considered his Halacha Gimel. You follow? Next, Halacha Dalid, Kol Ha'umnin Shomrei Socher Hein. The Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that a craftsman has the law of Shomer Socher regarding his responsibilities for Shmirah. Ki Inyin Ha'umnin Sha'oisim U'misaknim Kol HaKelim Hu'tamu Alachayra. Because this whole concept of people that make things or fix things is very strange, Rav Nosson Zal says. Ki Haloi Iyach Shalahem Lasa is Shum Keli. It's impossible for a craftsman to make anything, whether it be a house, a car, a cup, any, you know, unless Hashem has prepared the raw materials. Hashem had to make the wood and the metal and all of those things. To go in chorosh etzim, for example, a woodcutter. It's impossible for him to make things out of wood, unless Hashem created the wood and prepared it. V'chein tsoireit bazohov. And so too, a craftsman with gold, a person who makes gold ornaments. Tsoireh shi'eloi zoho shabar Hashem Yisborach. He's got to have the gold which Hashem created. V'oz daiko ho'uman oisem alachtoi, u'moitzi kli lemaseyu. And it's only then, after Hashem prepared the materials, that the craftsman goes ahead and makes it into something. V'imkein koshe lechoira. And if that's the case, it seems that we have a difficult question. Why in the world did Hashem create the world in such a way that we should have to come on to these craftsmen? Hashem can do anything. And since with Hashem's wisdom, he created wood and he created metal, he certainly could have created a watch or a building, so that we shouldn't have to come on to craftsmen and people like that. So what's the story? Rav Nosson Zal says, Ach inyan ze noigea lama shekosov bemedrish, beinyan shaylas haminin. However, this is related to the discussion in the Medrash where the Apikursin asked the question, Sheshoalu, they ask, Lama bora kodesh baruch hu esodam imorla, v'nitztarech anachnu lamulai. Why in the world would Hashem create a person with an orla which we have to cut off and remove? Umadu alay nivra odamol. Why wasn't man created circumcised already? Veishivu lahem, and the response that these apikursim was given was, Kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu tzorech tikun. Everything Hashem created requires tikun, requires fixing, making, repairing. Tachitim tzrichim litchoim. Wheat has to be ground. Haturmasin, vegetables have to, certain vegetables have to be cooked 7 times before it's edible. You know, and different things. V'chulu, etc. Af ha'odam tzorich tikun. So too man requires tikun. Dahainu tikun hamila. And the tikun for the man is, for a male child is, when on the 8th day of his life they circumcise him. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. V'ho'inyin, in order to understand this, ki Hashem Yisborach boro kol habriyo rak bishvil ha'odom habal b'chira. Hashem made the entire creation only for the sake of man, who has free choice. V'alkein hoy retzoyme Yisborach she'ho'odom yanhig v'yikayim kol ho'ilom amloyoy. Therefore it was Hashem's desire that man should control the world and sustain the world. Ukemoshekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'ho'oretz nosan livnei odom, that Hashem gave the world over to man. Hashem's intention was that we should control the world, we should maintain it and sustain it. V'alkein rotzo sheyisnahe kol ho'ilam umloyoy al yidei isarusa delesato daiko. Therefore, Hashem wanted that the world should be conducted in such a way where it's only if man takes certain initiative that things happen. That's called Isarusa de la Sator, where we have to make the first move. You make the first move, and then Hashem responds. This means specifically through our actions, the actions of this man who lives downstairs. Shehem daiko yanhigu v'yichyu v'yikaimu es kololam. That man should be the one to control the world, to give life to the world, to sustain the world, and to keep up the world. Ach b'tchila sabriya sh'lo hayo adayin shum adam. However, when Hashem first started this whole operation, hayo behechrich sh'yivra soylam b'nifloisav levatoi b'li shum isarusa d'lasato. It had to be that Hashem created the world without any initiative of man at the time, because man wasn't at the time. Man wasn't around. So it's only the initial act of creation which Hashem did without the Sarusa de la Sata, without man doing anything to trigger it off, to make it happen. Aval boro kol hadvorim chaserim. However, Hashem created everything incomplete. Ad sheho odom yisakin oisum. Until man will come along and complete it. Kidei sheyushlamu kol hadvorim al yidei isarusa de la sato. So that in effect, it's as if man created the whole world. Because Hashem's creation was incomplete. Hashem intentionally did not complete it, because number one, he couldn't start it through man, because man wasn't around at the beginning. But at least Hashem played a trick and did it in such a way where, true, Hashem created it, but he created it incomplete to give man the opportunity to finish the job, so that it's as if man created the world. So that in effect, the world was completed, the creation was completed through man's initiative. And then, the fact that Hashem gave it over into the hands of man to complete the creation, therefore man gets credit as if he did the creation, as if he did the whole thing. Kichein hadovor, because this is the way it is. She'ikar habriya tzricha lihiyoy salidei isarusa de la sato. That the creation was supposed to happen via an initiative from below. The word Isarusa de la Sata means that the initiative was supposed to come from below, meaning from man, from earth. Dahainu alidei maisim toivim shel hatzadikim, via the good deeds of the tzadikim. That's what's supposed to create the world. Ukamay shamar azal, as the Gemara says, Hashem says, Oilami, oilami, mi boroch. Hashem says, world, world, who created you? You know who created you? Yaakov Baruch. Yaakov Avinu is the one who created you. And the Gemara brings a pasuk to show it, that the tzaddikim are the ones who really create the world in a sense. On a spiritual level, the Medrash says that because Hashem saw into the future that there will be tzaddikim who are going to serve Him well in everything, it's on that basis that He did the creation. So that in effect, it's sort of as if the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that the tzaddikim were going to do in the future was the cause and the initiative upon which Hashem based His beginning of creation. Umishom nishtalshel shegam begashmis kol advorim chaserim utzrichim tikun al yedei ma'ase odom tachtonim daiko. And because of the fact that on a spiritual level, Hashem did not want to be the one to make the world. He wanted the world to come through Isarusa de la Sata. What's the Isarusa de la Sata? The actions of tzaddikim. But what are you talking about? They weren't even there at creation. So what kind of action? The answer is the action that they were going to do in the future. Or the fact that Hashem created the world incomplete and left it to tzaddikim, like Odom Arishon, to complete it. You remember Rashi says in Chumash that in the beginning when Hashem created the trees and everything, they didn't come above the ground. They all stayed there. Until Adam came along and said his tefillah, that's when everything took off. That's when the whole band started to play. But trees went up, and the leaves, and the grass, and everything. That's the way Hashem intended it spiritually. And because Beruchnius, that's the way it works, therefore Begashmius, it works the same way. That Hashem created everything incomplete, And it's up to man to physically complete the Bria, you know, on a physical level. Machmazeh biatzmoy, because of the fact that spiritually this is the way it works, therefore kol hadvorim chaserim mitchilas habria. Therefore, everything is incomplete from the beginning of creation. Machmas shenivru bali isarusa de lesato. Because of the fact that the creation wasn't really, in a sense, the way Hashem would have wanted it to be. Hashem's preference is that everything should be based on the initiative of man. We should make the first move, and then Hashem does something. But because of the fact that when it came to creating the world, that wasn't really possible, so in a sense, the world was created not under the ideal. In terms of what Hashem calls ideal and the best, the world was not created like that. Therefore, the world is incomplete. Therefore, it manifests itself in the lack of shlemus that's found in every single item in this world. Because shlemus is when man makes the first move, when there's a sarusa de lasata, and then there's a sarusa de lasata. When the initiative comes from us, and then we do something that triggers a response from Hashem, that's the right order. That's the best order. That's Hashem's preferred order. But the fact that when it came to creation, that wasn't possible, that means the world was created on sort of under non-ideal circumstances. Therefore, the result is not ideally. Therefore, the result is incomplete.
In the beginning of creation, like Adam Rishon was created a flow. It wasn't the chet, the whole problem, when it came about. It seems like we're always trying to
fix the Adam Rishon.
Right, so that's...
That's a major part of it. It's not the whole story. Because even before, here we're being taught that even before Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, something wasn't perfect. The fact that the world had to be created in such a way where there wasn't Isarusa de Lasata, where it wasn't that someone did something and they were being rewarded by a creation of the world, that made the world 98% at best. You understand? 100 is when things are in perfect order. And the perfect order of Hashem is first Isarusa de Lasata, then Isarusa de Leila. First the initiative from someone else, and Hashem responds. Just like the Gemara says, there's a famous debate between Hashem and the Jews. The Jews say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho v'noshuvach, Hashem, return us to you. We say, Hashem, make the first move, because we're a bunch of weakly, we can't do anything. Pull us towards you, bring us close to you. And Hashem says, Shuvo Elai v'oshuv alechem. You return to me, and then I'll return to you. Why does Hashem say that? Because Hashem knows that if He's going to make the first move, the result is going to be imperfect. If you make the first move, you show an initiative, and then Hashem responds to your initiative, that's called perfection. That's called kiseder. That's the right seder. And because of the fact that the world was created shelo kiseder, the world was created in Tishrei. Remember, Tavshin Reish Yud, not Aleph Beis Gimel. The world was created shelo kiseder. There wasn't in this Arusa de Lasata. Therefore, it manifests itself in this big shelo kiseder. Kind of silly thing. Hashem was into computers, and He creates this silly thing called a forest with big trees, and you got to play with it. You got to chop down the tree, and you got to strip off the bark and process it till you get a piece of paper. You got to go through 500 procedures. Kind of silly thing. If Hashem was making a world, and Hashem certainly has good computers up there, He could have just shot out the paper, rolls of paper, packaged with the label, with the, you know. The answer is, it's because of the fact that Hashem's definition of perfection is when there's Isarusa de Lasata, when His action is a response to an initiative coming from another place, and since when it came to creation that wasn't possible, therefore it manifests itself in an imperfection.
What was the imperfection before the sin, Adam?
We're being told right here. There was an imperfection in that Hashem made things without any initiative coming from any other source. Yes, everything was ready. The way Rashi describes it in Chumash, all the grass and everything was ready at the edge of the earth, waiting to come up, but it wouldn't come above the earth until Adam said his tefillah. As soon as he said his tefillah, everything took off.
When we say to Hashem, Hashem, pull us up that we can serve you, is that not, are we saying we're just too weak to really do it? This is where we're holding, bring us back in tshuva.
Yes, this is an example that when it happens that way, there's a certain imperfectness involved. Just like when the Jews went out of Egypt, we all say this, that the Jews were on the 49th level of Tumah, and Hashem saw that if we'd stay there for one more second, it'd be all over for us. So He took us out of there early, right? Took us out 190 years before we were supposed to. We only were in Egypt for 210 years, and we were supposed to be there for 400 years. Ra, 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 bim, bum, ba. We have Pesach, we eat matzahs and knedlach, and we celebrate. Super celebration. You know what's attached to that celebration? Tragedy, tragedy, and more tragedy. All the problems that went on during the time that the Jews were traveling through the desert were because of the fact that they left early. And when you try to take something early, before its right time, there's problems associated with it. Umize nimshach ha'umnus shel kol ha'umnim bali hamalochos. And it's as a result of this that we have in the world all different types of craftsmanship that different people are involved in. Ki ha'umon daiko tzorech laseis ha'kli me'ho'eitz v'amatchos. It's the craftsman that has to take the gold or the wood or whatever it is and shape it into a usable item, process it into a usable item. Ki ikar tikun shleimus hakelim shehu shleimus habriya hu al yidei bnei odom tatachtonim daiko. Because the main tikkun of completing creation, which means on a general level, and completing every single individual item of creation, Hashem has put into the hands of man. Hashem has given us that task. We're the ones that are supposed to make it happen. Because just as we say that Hashem wants man, religious man, tzaddikim, to bring a completeness to the world on a spiritual level through their mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, every single mitzvah they do is filling in another brick and another window in making this total picture of a perfect creation, of a bria, the right way. Shebishvil zeh nivra hakoel, and that's what everything was really created for. Kemoikein tzrichim gam begashmias shebnei otam daiko yashlimu v'yisaknu kol advarim shebo'ilam. So too, on the gashmius level, on the physical level, Hashem has made it also that way. That Hashem created things incomplete to leave room for man to be the one to complete everything. Man to make it into an olam atikun. V'alkein ein l'shum dovor shleimus mitchila sabriya. And it's for this reason that nothing is complete from creation. Knows the results of Hashem's creation are incomplete. Every single item that Hashem created is incomplete. Ki hachitim tzrichim litchoim. Wheat has to be ground. V'chulu, etc., etc. V'chein hoetzim v'amatchois. And so too wood and metal all has to go through super processing in order to be usable. Tzrichim umnin lasis mim kelim. You have to have craftsmen to make it into kelim. V'chol zeh machmas b'china sanal. It's all based on what we said before. Ki hakol tzorich sheyushlam al yedei haben odom daiko v'kanal. Because Hashem wanted everything to be completed through man. That is arusa de lesata. That's what Hashem desires. Hashem wants to see the other person. Just like lahavdil, a parent with a child, the parent knows that the parent can give the child everything and give the child the whole thing. But then is the child going to benefit? Or is the child going to benefit much more if the parent gives the child incomplete and gives the child the opportunity and the privilege of being the one to complete it, to make it into something? Then the child will grow, the child will benefit from it in such a big way, and for the parent, that's the bigger nachas. As much as the parent will get a certain nachas from saying, here's $1 million, now you don't have to do nothing, you can just float around, you can lie on the beach all day. A parent who has a minimal degree of sechel understands that the nachas that they get from that won't compare at all to them creating a situation where they're helping the child, but they're helping the child make it himself. Ube'emes ha'koil echod. Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, it's all really one. All meaning the ruchnis and the gashmis goes together. Ki al yidei she'oise ha'kli u'mashlim ha'dovor begashmis, because through the fact that a craftsman goes ahead and makes a keli, a kois for kiddush, starts off as raw silver that has to be refined and shaped and until you get this kois. Through his completing it begashmis, ha'ideze magia ha'dovor l'shleimusoy gam baruchnis. That's what makes it possible for that object to reach its shleimus spiritually. Ki zeh yodua. Because Rav Nosson Zal says this is a known fact. Shehakol nivra rak lichvoidoi. Everything in this world was created just for the kavod of Hashem, just to show respect and honor to Hashem. K'moshom Razal, as it says in Pirkei Avos, kol ma shebara Kodesh Baruch Hu, only for his kavod, which means Hainu Bishvil Yisrael, which means that everything in this world was created for the sake of the Jews. Sheyikaimu es haTorah, who will fulfill the Torah, veYavdu oisa Yisborach al yidei kol advarim shebo'olam, and thereby be able to serve Hashem through every single thing in the world. Because if we say that everything was created for Hashem's kavod, how in the world can wood give kavod to Hashem? You know how it could give kavod to Hashem? If a person builds a sukkah with wood, he uses wood for a mitzvah that you make a bracha on it. That's how wood can give kavod to Hashem. So that it's man who observes the Torah who's in a position to make the entire world give kavod to Hashem. V'chol zman shelo nistakein hadovor begashmias. And as long as an item has not been developed physically to where it has to get to a shleimus, certainly you don't have the ability to serve Hashem with that item. For example, eitz, wood, or mateches, or metal. When the wood is simply a raw piece of wood, or the metal is a raw piece of metal that you haven't done anything with yet, it serves no purpose for man. And man can't use it to serve Hashem yet. Whereas when a craftsman goes ahead and takes this wood or metal and shapes it into a keli, kigoyin kaf, for example, a metal spoon, or a kaira, or a plate, v'oz hu nitzrach lahodom, and then it becomes something that is usable by man, then man can use that spoon or plate to serve Hashem. Because now, if I use that plate, if that's my Shabbos dishes, and I say I'm using these dishes for Shabbos, or he invites guests into his house, and he shows the guests respect by serving them on a beautiful set of china. For himself, he doesn't need the china. But to show respect and love for his neighbor or for a guest whom he's inviting, he wants that person to feel special. That's why he only uses these dishes when he has guests. When he's eating himself, who cares what he eats on? But guests in the house, bring out the finest for the guest. If he does that, v'gam mevorech al amaychol sheichol ben tchila v'soif, and he makes a bracha on the food before he eats it and after he eats it, then he's serving Hashem. Then the wood and the metal is serving Hashem. Ki bevadai Yisrael am kodosh oivdem es Hashem Yisborach bechol hadvorim sheboilam. Because factually, the Jewish people, this holy nation, serves Hashem with every single thing that's in this world. Avol iev shelahem lasay savaydosom b'shum dovor kim achar shenestakein v'nasa kli. However, it's impossible for us to do anything with the world until things have been made into kalim, until the wood's been made into a spoon or, different things. Va'oz mesaknin u'mashlimim esadovor baruchnis ayidei shoivdim boyes Hashem Yisborach. And then, once the object has been completed begashmias, now it's possible for me to make the ruchnis tikkun on that item by using the item to serve Hashem. Shezeh Iker chius ushleimus shel kol advarim sheboilam. That's the main source of life, and that's the main shleimus, the main fulfillment of every single thing in this world. When is that piece of metal fulfilled? When it's used to serve Hashem. When it's been formed into something that can be used to serve Hashem. When is the cow fulfilled? When it's slaughtered in a kosher way and sliced up, and it's put into the chalent, and it's eaten the covered Shabbos Kodesh, that's when that item reaches its shleimus. Nimtza. Therefore, the result of our discussion here is that alidei sheho'umon mesakein voices akli begashmius, through the fact that a craftsman goes ahead and takes this wood or metal and brings it to a completion state by making a keli out of it, alidei ze magia hadover l'shleimus soigam baruchnius, That makes it possible for that object to reach its shlemus, beruchnius also. Ois Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol habriya nivra b'chachma. We know that the entire creation was done with wisdom, with Hashem's chachma. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, kulam b'chachma sisa. Everything was made with chachma. Ki yesh b'chol dover sheba'ilam chachma nifloa. Because every item in the world has in it wondrous wisdom. Avol Hashem yisporach boros kol advorim chaserim kanal. However, as we mentioned earlier, everything was created incomplete. Umachmazeh, which means that because of this, tzimtzem chachmosoi, Hashem constricted his chachma, umiyet v'chiser mehachachma hatzorech lezeh adavar, and he decreased and subtracted from every single item that he created some of the chachma that was supposed to be in it, kedei sheyia nivra hadavar choser, so that the item should be created incomplete, ad sheyashlimu hodom kanal, until man would come along and complete it. Here again, Rav Nosson Zal is tying the spiritual and the physical. Look how the two are inseparable. Rav Nosson Zal is saying, we explained earlier why the world is incomplete physically, why each and every item is incomplete. Bread doesn't grow on trees. You got to deal with wheat and go through all kinds of processes to make it into bread, and all the other examples that we had. Here, Rav Nosson Zal says that if the Torah also tells us that the entire creation was with chachma, which means that every single object that Hashem created has chachma in it, then you better be aware that the chachma is also the chachma in it is incomplete, and therefore it manifests itself in the incompleteness of the item on a physical level. When you see this item physically incomplete, when you see that when you dig in a mountain and you find metal ore, and you know that that's got to go through all kinds of procedures to make it ready for use, you know, usable, you need to know that on a spiritual level, Hashem put chachma into that metal, but he put 96% or 92% or 24%, and he subtracted out a certain percent because he wanted it to be incomplete. Intentionally, because there wasn't a sarusa de lesata, he wanted an incomplete result. Aval bevadai ein koyach biyad ha'odom lahashlem chisorein hachochmo shechisra shemizbora b'chol dover. Rav Nosson Zal says, however, you'll have to admit that it's impossible for man to make up for that deficiency of chachma that Hashem left out from every item. Ki mi yuchal lamoid al chachmosa yizborach. Which one of us is in a position to make up a deficiency of Hashem's chachma? If the chachma that's supposed to be in this item to make it complete is 100 units of Hashem's chachma, and Hashem only put in 90 units, which human being has 10 units of chachmas Hashem to put into it? Rav Nosson Zal says, we do not have that. Al kein, therefore, yefsher lehoodom sheyashlim kol advorim shel abriyo kiim al yidei emuna shehi klal kol atoira. Therefore, we cannot bring things to completion by filling in the missing chachma, because we don't have that. What we can complete it with is emuna, which is the sum total of the entire Torah. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kol mitzvoisecho emuna, that the totality of all the mitzvahs, to sum it all up, it's all emuna. U'k'may shom razal, and as the Gemara says in Makkos at the end, bo Chavakuk veheemidon alachas, that Chavakuk Hanovi came along and summarized the entire Torah in one item, where he said, v'tzadik be'emunosoi yichyeh. A tzaddik lives with his faith, meaning that faith alone is koilel everything. V'shom ikar habchira shel hodom. And that's where the main choice that a person has comes into play. Hainu, this means, because of the fact that Hashem limited and constricted and subtracted from the 100% chachma that was supposed to be put into each item of creation. And Hashem did not inject the full measure of chachma that was supposed to be in each item of creation. And as a result, every single item in creation was created incomplete. Until man will come along and complete it. In the example we gave yesterday, where even the grass and the trees and all of those things, Hashem created them, got them ready, but they were not complete. They were all standing on the edge of the earth, waiting for Adam HaRishon to say his tefillah. When he said his tefillah, they sprouted up and started growing and started functioning. But the way Hashem created them, they were incomplete. It was man whose responsibility and privilege it was to complete it. The fact that Hashem left out some of the chachma, that's what makes it possible for there to be bechira, free choice. What's the free choice? Watch this. Watch how Rav Nosson Salk gives a simple, super clear definition and understanding of what bechira is. Ki bevadai Im hoyo Hashem Yisborach megale chochmosoi b'chol advorim b'shleimus, because for sure, if Hashem would have revealed the chochma in every single item of creation fully, if he would have injected 100% of the chochma that was supposed to be in each item, v'oz hoyu nivroim kol hadvorim b'tachlis shleimuson, and then all of these items would have been created complete, and people would see, they would acknowledge all the chochma that's found in every single item. Including Hashem's intent as to how, what he meant by creating this item. If people would be able to understand that, if Hashem would have put all of that into every item, if Hashem, instead of creating trees, would have created a table, and you would see a table, and you would know exactly what the usage of a table is, and you would understand exactly what Hashem wants it to be used for learning Torah, etc., bevadai lo yhoyo shum bechira, then there wouldn't be any free choice anymore. There would be nothing left for you to figure out or to decide on your own. Ki ikar kavanosu yisborach bebriyas kol advarim shaboilom, because Hashem's main intent in everything that He created in the world, hoyo kedei sheyakiru v'yedu oisa yisborach haydei kol advarim shaboilom, was that man should come to understand and acknowledge Hashem through every single item in the world. Every single item should cry out that there is a Hashem. That's the real main intent of Hashem in creating everything. And as the Zohar HaKadosh sums it up in three words, begin the Yishtemoidoin lay, so that people should acknowledge Hashem. That was his reason for creating everything, everything. So therefore, if Hashem would have made everything with complete chachma, with the full measure of chachma, and people would be able to see the Hashem in every single item, and they would recognize the good in every single item in the world, which is the Hashem, because there's a pasuk that says, Toiv Hashem lakoil. Hashem is Toiv. So by acknowledging the good inside of a person, or by acknowledging the good inside of a table, you're acknowledging the Hashem in that item. So if everybody were able to see that, bevatai hoyu hakoil boicharim betoiv, then certainly everybody would choose the path of good, the right path. Ki mi pesi yosur mi toiv amiti kozeh lintoi sachrei hahevel. Because what kind of fool would turn away from such an honest goodness and turn to silliness, turn to doing crazy things. Avol machmas shashem yisborach chiser mehachoch moshe yitzorach l'shleimus kol dovor. So therefore, it's only because of the fact that Hashem subtracted from the full measure of chochma that was supposed to be put, that could have been put into every single object. Umachmaze helim mehoilam, As a result of that, Hashem hid himself from the world, and did not reveal the full measure of chokhmah that was intended to be put into every item, to the point where people don't know the full intent that Hashem had in mind, or that the Creator had in mind, in every single item that He made. Al-Kain, yesh bechira. That's what makes it possible for there to be free choice. So that some people are going to interpret it this way, and some people are going to interpret it that way. Some people are going to use things for good, and some people are going to use things, you know, for destruction. A person who wants to force his mind, you know, to turn his mind to the truth and seek the honest truth, who's zoche le'emuna, that person is zoche to come to faith. Mashlim kol hadvorim al yedei emuna, and that's how that person brings each item in creation to a state of completion through his faith. Shehu klal haTorah. Faith is a term that's koilel the entire Torah. Ki ikur hu emuna hu bema she'ein yodin. Because we know that the main definition of the term faith is in that which we don't understand. It's where a person doesn't understand fully, that's where faith comes into play. Hainu machmas she'efshar leida chochmos yizbarach b'shleimus b'shum dovor. Because of the fact that it's impossible for us to understand Hashem's wisdom in each and every single item completely, al kein tzrichin rak lehischazek be'emuna. Therefore, we simply have to strengthen ourselves with faith. Because we can't understand completely, we have to supplement our incomplete understanding with faith. Al kein tzrichin rak lehischazek be'emuna. V'shom ikar habechira. And that's where the main test comes in. That's where the main choice comes in. Ki klal habechira hu beinyan kiyum haTorah, because the main issue of choice comes in when it comes to fulfilling the Torah. When we talk generally about bechira, bechira is whether to live the way Hashem wants you to live or not, which means to live by the Torah or not. Sheikra emuna, of which the most important item in the whole Torah is faith in Hashem, believing in Hashem. The first one of the Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Kanal, as we spoke earlier, V'al kein ikar shleimus kol hadvorim heim al yedei emuna. And therefore, the main concept of completeness of anything in this world is only through faith. Ukamei shekosav Admor Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran, shleimus kol hadvorim heim al yedei emuna, that the completeness of everything in this world is only through faith, ubilti emuna kol hadvorim chaserim, and without faith, everything is lacking. It's missing something. Ayin shom, you'll see how Rabbeinu Zal explains that on the Kutiman over there in Torah Lamed Aleph, haynu kanal. This is as we said earlier. You could make this similar. We could show an example to understand this better. Lahavdil. You have a painter, a well-known painter, who makes paintings. Usually, in the beginning of the painting, when the painting is not finished, you can't tell yet. If you were to see it in that state, you wouldn't be able to identify who the painter is. It's only when the painter fills in all the pieces, or a very, very large portion of the pieces, then the person who knows says, I know that that's a Da Vinci. All the signs are there. I see his touch. I see his everything in it. But if Da Vinci, with his chokhmah, leaves out his trademark, he leaves out the 100%, then a person looking at it can't figure out who made this and what the concept to it is. Or again, lahavdil, you have certain kalim, certain machines, which you start building it, you build the outside for it, a person, you show it to a person, the guy says, I know that, that's a washing machine. He doesn't know that it's a disk drive for an IBM computer. That ain't no washing machine. That's a $600,000 disk drive, you know, that's got nothing to do with washing clothes. You know, but again, if some of the chokhmah is left out, then you can't identify it. And if we're saying that Hashem, that part of the lack of completeness in this world is the fact that Hashem left out some of the chokhmah, that's what makes it possible for people not to recognize that it's Hashem that made all of this, and in what manner Hashem wants us to use all of this, what he wants us to do with all of this. And Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing here that the way that we finish the job is not with Chachma, because we don't have the goods. We don't have, none of us, the biggest tzaddikim, don't have literally the Chachma of Hashem to be able to complete the Chachma that's lacking. Elamai, we have to use second best. Second best is Emunah. Because this is the rule in Yiddishkeit in general, that a person is supposed to strive to advance their brain as much as they can. But to say that we can reach 100% with the brain, impossible. So what am I going on? What makes up the difference? Faith. Just like Lahatul, you have kids in a house with parents. And the parents are trying to tell the children what to do and how to do. There's a certain percentage that it's possible for the children to understand why the parents are saying to do it this way or what to do. Whatever percentage they don't understand, if they're going to leave it at that, they're not going to do it. And if they have sechel, and if they've been brought up the right way, there's a certain level of trust in the parent, a certain level of faith and confidence and trust, that if I understand 60% or 70% of why my parent wants me to do this, but 30-40% doesn't make sense, so fine, the 30% I'm willing to go on trust and faith in that. And then the person goes ahead and does the right thing based on that combination of chachma and emunah. Umishom nimshach ha'umnus shel kol ha'umnin, and this is where the concept of craftsmanship, which all the different craftsmen have, shetzrichim lesakein kol ha'dvorim sheboilam, they're the ones who have to fix or complete all kinds of objects in the world. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki ikar ha'tikun al yedei emunah kanal. We just explained that the main tikkun, the main concept of bringing something to completeness, is through emunah. V'alkein kol melachos shel kol ha'umnin klulim b'meleches ha'mishkan. This is why, if we want to summarize all the different types of work that all the different types of craftsmen in the world do, we can boil it down to 39 types of work, which are based on the types of work that were done in the Mishkan. Kemuva bedivrei Atmar Zal kamapamim, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran many times, that all different types of work that exist in the world can be summarized into 39 slots, basically. Ki ikar binyan hamishkan hoyo lahamshich emuna boilam, because the main purpose for building the Mishkan and building the Beis HaMikdash was to bring the people to faith, to believe in Hashem. Lahamshich shchina selukusoi lamato bozeh ha'olam kiyadua. The main reason for building the Mishkan was to draw faith into the world, because the terminology, he's quoting terminology now that's used in the Gemara, in the Zohar HaKadosh, and other places. The word that they use is that the reason why Hashem told us to build a Mishkan, Mishkan is Miloshin Shechina. The word Mishkan has Shin Chof Nun of Shechina in it. The word Shechina is synonymous with Hashem's kingdom, Malchus. The term Shechina is the aspect of Malchus of Hashem, which is synonymous with Emunah, faith. We've mentioned this many times. We say in the davening in the morning, U'malchusoi ve'emunosoi lo'ad chayomis. Hashem's kingdom and his trustworthiness are eternal, are permanent, permanently established. So Malchus and Emunah go together, and Shechina and Malchus go together. So when those Sfarim write that the reason for building the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash was to bring Hashem's Shechina into the world, it means to bring faith in Hashem into the world. Al kein hoyu klulim shom kol halametes melochois shem klolius kol hamelochois sheboilam. That's why all 39 types of work, which represent all the different aspects of work in the world, were all found in the Mishkan. Ki kol hamalachos sheboilam she'al yodam mashlimim umesaknin kol advarim sheboilam. Because all the different types of work that exist in the world, which physically complete everything in the world, Ikr shleimusam nimshach mebechinas emunah. It's all really coming from emunah. Shehi shleimus kol hadvorim sheboilam, which we said spiritually is what completes everything in the world. Shesham ikr abechira kanal, and we said before that that's where the main choice comes in. So that's why, the question is, you would say the Mishkan was a holy place. The Mishkan, I understand they had Siddurim in the Mishkan and Chamashim, but what kind of ridiculous thing to have all the different types of work in the world represented in the Mishkan. What's this, the United Workers Association? The Mishkan, that they had to have every different type of work that's done in the world represented there and done there. Rav Nosson Zal is saying, if you understand what the root of work is, what the foundation of work is, you'll understand. Because we just said that the whole concept of all of our workmanship in this world involves completing the creation. Hashem did 99% of the job. He left 1% for us to finish. And we said the completion is not, even though Hashem created the world with Chachma, Kulam b'Chachma Sisa, we aren't equipped with the Chachma to complete the world with Chachma. So what do we have to do? We have to resort to Emunah. We're going to make up the difference with Emunah. So now, therefore, all of our malachis that we do in this world are in the framework of Emunah and based on Emunah. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you could understand why it was all represented in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, because the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan was the center of Emunah for the world. It was the center for the Shekhinah, the Malchus of Hashem, which means center of Emunah. That's why the Gemara says that in the Beis HaMikdash you had miracles taking place at all times. What's a miracle? A miracle is something that shows that's irrational, illogical. We can't understand it logically. It's something that depends on faith. It's something that gives you faith. When you see a miracle, you know that that it isn't Mother Nature that's in charge. There's a Hashem in charge. And that's what the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash was all about. And we're being told that the whole concept of our work in this world is the Emunah that's supposed to complete the creation. Therefore, it was all represented in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. Because that's the center for Emunah. That's the University of Emunah. V'alkein nikrob habal malacha b'shem oman. This is why the name that's given to a craftsman in the Hebrew language, in Lashon Kodesh, is oman. Lashon Emunah. To show that his activity, the activity that he's doing, which is taking something that's incomplete and bringing it to a state of completeness, we know that spiritually the only thing that does that is Emunah. Therefore, physically, the person that does that on a physical level, his name is Uman, to teach us what's behind him. On a spiritual level, what's bringing everything from a raw state to a state of completeness. Ki ikar shleimus ha'umnus hu al yedei emunah. Because the main concept of completeness in craftsmanship is dependent on emunah. Just lahavdil on a physical level, we know that there are people who are geniuses, super geniuses and scientists, and yet they didn't get to complete their work. Why? They dropped dead in the middle. Or an accident, something went wrong due to circumstances beyond their control. With all their ingenuity, their project failed. You have different projects, scientific projects, other things that are started and not finished, incomplete. Why? Because Hashem wasn't in there. Because there wasn't Emunah in there. Because the shleimus of everything is the Emunah. Just like when we say that there are 7 days in a week, 6 days we work. 6 days we're working. What are we working with? Our moyach, we're trying. On the seventh day, what do? The seventh day is all Emunah, right? We close the store. Kind of nut job. What are you closing your store for? How's your family going to survive? The answer is Hashem will take care of. Hashem, what kind of ridiculous thing? You were working, then why are you working for the 6 days? The answer is because I understand that you need the combination of both. And what really completes the job is the Emunah. I understand that my closing the store on Shabbos is what's going to ensure that the check is going to be written. Lahavdil, sometimes you have a whole person does a whole job, and the whole job is completed. Only one little thing was left out. They never gave him the check for doing the job. So the whole project worked out excellent. I just never got paid for it. Lahavdil here also, in terms of a person doing all their hishtadlus, and it coming to a successful completion or not, the shleimus is Emunah. Or a craftsman trying to make something, some kind of a beautiful thing, using his own ingenuity, And if he doesn't have the emun in Hashem, that it's Hashem, that only Hashem is complete, nothing else. And it's only if Hashem will want that I'll be given the opportunity to complete this, you know, and to do it right. That's the insurance that it's going to work and that it's going to be permanent and eternal, you know, like Hashem. V'zehu shenemar b'sheva ha-Torah. This is why we find that one of the praises of the Torah is vo'eheye etzloi omun. The Torah says that I was Hashem's blueprint in creating the world, and the Medrash says al tikri omun ela uman. Don't read the word omun, but rather read it uman, which means I was the craft tool of Hashem. I was Hashem's craftsman in a sense. Ha-Torah hoisa kli umanusoi shel Hashem izborach. The Torah was the tools of Hashem to create the world. Ki ikar ha-umnus shemashlim ha-kli nimshach me ha-Torah. Because the main ability to complete anything in this world comes from the Torah, she'ikra emuna, of which the essence, the most important aspect of the Torah is emuna. Shehi hoisa kli umanusa shel yotze bereshis, shebishvil ze bora kol hadvorim chaserim, umiyet v'chiser me'achochma shebichol davor, kedei shehodom yashlim al yidei emuna, shehu rak b'mokom sheyesh chisor b'chochma v'kanal. By the fact that the rabbis tell us that the Torah is emuna, that gives us the understanding of what's behind all of this. That when Hashem created the world with Chachma, He could just as easily have put 100% of the Chachma into creation, in which case it would have been so obvious that there is a Hashem, and it would have been so obvious as to what Hashem wants people to be doing in this world and exactly what and when and how. But because of the fact that our mission is Emunah, because of the fact that the main test of a Jew and the main Bechira is Emunah, that's what made it that Hashem intentionally left out some of the Chachma from the creation. So that He left some empty area there, which only man can fill in and complete with His Emunah. With His Emunah. Sheshom Ikur HaBechira. That's where the main test comes in. V'zehu, this is what's meant in Koheles, where Shlomo HaMelech writes, Gam es ha'olam nosan b'libam, Hashem has placed the world in their hearts, mibli asher lo yimtza ha'odam es ha'maisa asher oso ha'likim me'rosh v'atzoif, to make it impossible for man to be able to find and discover the meaning of Hashem's actions from beginning to end. To be able to understand Hashem's creation from beginning to end. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says. That Hashem has placed the world in our hearts in such a way where we can't really understand from beginning to end. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Hainu Kanal. This is what we said earlier. Shashem Yizborach Chiser HaChochma. Hashem left out some of the Chochma. Ubaro HaOilam Choser. And created the world incomplete. Ukemay Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi says on this pasuk in Koheles, Ha'olam Choser Ksiv, that the word Ha'olam is supposed to have a Vav after the Ayin. Usually the word Olam is spelled Ayin Vav Lamed Mem. But if you look in Koheles there, it's written Chaser, lacking a letter. A letter is missing. Kedei Shaloi, meaning, and the word Ha'olam means world. So the world is lacking. So that man should not be able to understand completely what Hashem has created from beginning to end. Ki ef shalamoid al chachmosi yisborach shebechol dover bishleimus meirosh vatsoif. Because it's impossible for any man to understand completely the chachma that Hashem put into every item from beginning to end. V'hakol bishvil habchira. Why is it impossible? So that there should be a test, so that we should have free choice. So that man should be drawn to faith, so that man should pull himself to faith, he should pull and push himself to believe. If the person wants eternal life, then the person will search for and look for the truth. And the opposite, if a person will want to go the other route, if he'll just want to have a good time in this world and things like that, yimtza mokoim litois chas Hashem. There's room for error. Hashem has left a margin for error by leaving out some of the chokhmah. Me'achar shaloi nezgala hachokhmah b'shleimus v'kanal. Because he did not reveal the chokhmah completely. Just like l'havdil, a person who creates a machine, a certain type of machine that's supposed to be used, you know, to do certain very, very high-level work, a computer. But he left out certain parts of it, or in the instructions it doesn't say certain parts of it. So you don't know how to use it for that. So what do you use it for? To hang your clothes on, to hang your jacket up on, or this, that. This $650,000 machine that's supposed to do x-rays, and you know, but because some of the chachma was left out of it, you don't understand. It's not obvious what its real intended use and purpose is. So therefore, each person walks in and interprets it differently. You bring in a six-year-old kid and you ask him, what's that? And he says, it's a catcher's mitt. And you bring in a 12-year-old kid and he looks at it and he says, what's that? He says, it's a vacuum cleaner. And you bring in, each one based on their level. Lahavdil, exactly.
How do we understand different commentaries? They all have...
Meaning that they're not all identical?
They seem to be different to us sometimes.
Exactly. You described it accurately. They seem to be different to us. In actuality, all the different opinions, all the different valid opinions in the Torah are all one. Even when two rabbis are debating an issue and one rabbi says kosher and one rabbi says unkosher, it's one if you understand the meaning. How many times are there that people make statements to each other and the person says, ridiculous, you're contradicting yourself. Before you said this, now you're saying this. And the person says, no, 1 minute, I didn't really clarify what I meant. I meant that in this situation you do like this, and in that situation you do like that. What seemed to you to be conflicting opinions aren't. The issue of a craftsman being paid for his work. Money, that one of the main symbols of emunah is money. And depending on whether somebody's taking money for what he's doing or not taking money, shows whether the obligation for emunah is on him or is it on the owner of the item. If I take my washing machine into a person and give it to him to fix, and I'm giving him money to do it, Rav Nosson Zal is going to prove soon that money is emunah. And if he's taking the money, then the liability for anything that goes wrong with that is on him, within a certain framework. Because that shows that the responsibility of the tikkun ha-emunah was on him for that washing machine. Whereas shomer chinam, who's doing something for free, it shows that the tikkun ha-emunah on that object that he's watching, he's not responsible for. It's the owner of it that has the usage of it, that has the monetary benefit from it. He's the one who has the responsibility to have the faith in Hashem and everything that serves as a protection for that item. The fact that you put money in somebody's hands is a show of faith in that person. Yes or no?
Yeah.
The fact that he accepted the money shows that he took upon himself the responsibility of the tikkun ha-emunah, of standing up to that faith. By what? By believing in himself? That's going to be enough to complete it?
It's going to help him.
Exactly.
Do a tikkun.
Exactly. By the tikkun ha-emunah, and whatever that means, everything that means. By keeping Shabbos, by keeping his car place closed on Shabbat, by doing all the different things that represent emunah, which are what are going to really give him the ability to fix that washing, to complete that washing machine.
Where he has faith in himself, not all
the guy. We've spoken about that.
Yes. That him the ability to do that.
Yes, that's an aspect of emunah. Is emunah in Hashem, emunah in tzaddikim, emunah in the Torah, and also emunah in yourself. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vizehu asheboro elikim la'asois." This is again why the pasuk says Hashem created the world to be made. Shashem yisborach boro kol hadvorim. This means that Hashem created the world in such a way that man will have to do and fix and complete it. Ki hachiten tzrichen litchoim, the wheat has to be ground up, haturmesin tzrichen bishul, there are certain vegetables which are so bitter, they're inedible as they're produced. You have to cook them 6 times in water and change the water before they become edible, the kanal, as we explained earlier. Now, just as a side cute thing that I saw, I hope this isn't Purim Torah. Rav Nosson Zal used the wording before where he said that how do we complete it? By drawing ourselves to Emunah and looking at the Emes. By a person looking for the Emes and drawing himself to Emunah, that's how he completes it. The Mephoshim bring that the last letters of Bara Elohim Lasois make the word Emes. That here again, in what manner does a Jew help to complete creation? It's the Jew's ability in searching for the truth. And we know that Emes and Emunah go together. He's going to discuss that soon. The Pasuk says, Emes v'Emunah choyk v'lo yavar. Those two have to go together. That's how man has the ability to complete the creation.